From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva, but without any foreign interference, nearly a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending the civil war. Foreign Minister Walid Mualim commenting to reporters today in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference, and our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. The UN Security Council yesterday gave unanimous approval to Libya's new unity government. A British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days and make arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the UK's ambassador to the United Nations.
The international community has today declared our united support for the Libyan political agreement that was signed last week in Skhirat in Morocco, and we've spoken with one voice in support of a government of national accord of Libya based in Tripoli and which the signatories of the agreement pledged to create.
Libya's UN ambassador told the Associated Press he would like to see the United Nations ease the arms embargo against his country so that it can defend itself against Islamic State militants who've now established a presence in the North African country. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi in the third day of a major Iraqi offensive as they fight to retake the key city lost 7 months ago to the extremists. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists using suicide bombers and explosives, as well as snipers and civilians as human shields, are trying to slow the Iraqi advance. Meanwhile, the UN food program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many are Yazidi women who fled Mount Sinjar last year. Marwad Awad is a food program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN agency is assisting nearly 20,000 people living on and around Mount Sinjar. Meantime, the United Nations Children's Fund says 300,000 refugee and migrant children in Germany are not getting the protection and care they need. The UNICEF group says it is rolling out a package of measures to help fill the requirements. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
About 1 million refugees and migrants have arrived in Germany this year, although they have reached their destination. UNICEF says it is just the beginning of a new journey. UNICEF representative Sarah Crow recently visited Tempelhof, an old pre-World War II airport hangar, housing 2,000 refugees and migrants.
We're seeing very worrying signs about the exposure that children and women have to violence, to sexual abuse, to exploitation in these emergency holding centers, as well as while they're trying to be housed elsewhere in the country.
Crow says UNICEF initially will assist the government in improving standards of care and protection of children in more than 200 accommodation centers across the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Embassy in Beijing is issuing an unusual warning to American citizens this holiday season. They say there's been a security threat in one of the city's most popular expat districts. Beijing authorities deployed armed security personnel to the Sanlitun shopping area in response. Lee Williamson is a magazine editor who lives in the city.
There were far fewer people on the streets today than there would be ordinarily. Beijing is never deathly quiet, but I assume it has to be the warnings that were issued by the U.S. State Department and by the British embassy as well, telling people that there was some security threats and advising people to be cautious and to stay away from the area.
That warning coming from the U.S., Britain, France, and Irish, all the embassies in that country issuing warnings. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.